Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to another episode of Fun with Dumb. Today, I'm joined by some local friends of mine. Today in the studio, we have Koreatown Mike. We just gave him that nickname right now. He's just Mike, but he also runs the Koreatown Instagram, which I was angry about first, but after he curated and
No, you weren't angry.
I was angry because I wanted that. You know what I'm saying? But then I was like, damn, this fool's good at curating this shit, so I couldn't even hate.
It's a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, he killed it. So, at Koreatown, yep. Mike Lee. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Man,
it's like, Kim Lee or Park. What is like, it?
It's Pak.
Oh, Pak. Fuck, Pak. I forgot. You're one of our.
Yeah, Park, I'm one of you guys. Yeah, we're related.
We are. We're the same clan.
But I would have taken Lee. Lee's pretty chill. I put Lee when like I meet new people or like don't give out new like my number. I'll put like a fake last name.
All right, that's actually. But anyway, all right, Mike Pak at Koreatown, and our second guest we have is a very special guest, OG to the new school as well. I feel like, you know, Chuck English of the Cool Kids.
Yeah.
What's that?
Fuck yeah, Chuck.
That was a short ass response compared to this guy.
I was timing it up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What's up, Chuck? What's your last name?
English.
Is it really English?
We're just gonna tell people.
Okay. Do you not show your last name usually or what?
It's just hard for people to spell.
Oh, really?
It's Swedish. I mean, English is based off of it, but it's Ingersoll.
Oh wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I just don't feel like saying that shit three times to motherfuckers.
No. I feel that.
Ingerson. Ingersoll.
When I first met Chuck, I was like, man, what a crazy name. That like I thought it was like his real name, right? Chuck English, and I was like,
it is.
Fucking insane, but yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like it is gender assignment. I said it's my name, so you guys gotta call me that shit.
Right, for real.
I met Chuck not long ago, but pretty much through Mike's run club. He has a run club called Koreatown Run Club that meets every week, multiple times a week, and I met you like a couple times there. But I feel like you've become like a very Los Angeles dude now. How long you been here?
Like 8 years.
That's a minute. Yeah. And you've been like not just living here, but you've kind of like participated in the scene like pretty heavy, right?
Yeah, I'm around.
Yeah,
I'm around. I refuse to bow to adulting. Like I'm gonna just do shit. You know what I mean?
Like, what does that mean? Like just
the you know,
he doesn't pay his bills, dude. Stop paying his fucking bills.
I mean, definitely pay my bills.
Well,
that shit is on auto pay, so I don't have to think about it.
Adulting meaning like what? Just
you know, like I feel, especially as artists, you get like up in age, and you just start procreating and shit.
Right.
And then you start doing shit that's not like that fun, but adulting like.
And you become a lot more hermit and not like being out there.
Going to like your significant other's friend's birthday lunch and shit and canceling like fun shit to do shit.
Right.
Doesn't really count. So that's why I like, if something's cool happening, like, oh yeah, they're serving. If it's cool and they're serving food, I'm in that bitch.
Right. No, I feel that. I said this to myself this year because, you know, I'm getting up there too. And, like, I've been part of the scene for a long time going out to things. But that gets kind of exhausting too. You know what I'm saying? But then I also kind of had to check myself in this year where I was like, I made a resolution of, like, I got to start, like, going out there and being active again, you know?
Yeah, it becomes, like, on a serious tip, it is a part of your brand a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what level of success I feel like I get to, people always have a story with me on some Bill Murray shit.
Right.
So
that's tight.
That's just kind of like I'm building a road, so I have like that's an extended experience doing that shit. Cause I'll pop up at a motherfucker's birthday party if the food is cracking. Like,
right.
I don't really have that sense of awareness. Like everybody thinks I have. Like
Chuck English crashes somebody, random quinceañera.
Yeah, somebody. Somebody has said to me, I was outside the movie theater, just got out the movie. Somebody walked up to me like, Chuck English, you just out here? I'm like, man, what the fuck? What the fuck would you want me to do?
That is a funny thing, though. Yeah. Like, what? Like, cats would come up to me like, bro, I never thought I'd just run into you in the streets of Koreatown. I'm like, do you even know my brand, motherfucker?
Don't you got
like,
a picture on the side of a building in
like,
this motherfucker?
I run in the Koreatown Run Club, which I IG all the time, and all my activities happen in Koreatown. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
And you got a picture of your face on a building.
Fuck, that's yeah. Right. Yeah, that he's pissed on.
Yeah,
times.
I pissed
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you got the IG. Like, you I'm, got a I'm fucking, at, I'm you know.
At, like, midnight comes around, and I'll, like, fucking, like, do some weird shit to his face on the wall and shit. But I'm the guy that does it.
I knew that was you,
just a heads up,
bro.
I'm the one that does
it. I knew that was you, yeah. But I mean, is there so, like, in the 8 years you've been here, I mean, you pretty much, when you moved here, you're planning to just stay here, or did you just, like, fall in love with it?
It was just on my list of things to do, like, live in California.
Yeah.
I came here to live by the beach. I made that shit happen.
You a beach person or what?
I figured that I lived by the beach and went to that bitch like 3 times, bro.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things in life. Like, you want it, you get right by it, and you're like, I'm not going to the beach today, dog.
It's a weird thing. I'm from LA, and I never, like, that ain't a frequent thing for me. Like, I don't go to the beach.
I've never been to Manhattan Beach or.
Right? Like,
I've never been to.
I'm not a huge beach person. Would you say you are?
I fucks with the beach.
Nah, bro. Dude. I'm the dude that goes in the water with the shirt on.
Nah, I love it. wait. Yo, deadass, no, you are that dude,
yeah,
aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, because like, I'll go out and tan, but nah, like, it's fucking dirty, bro.
Dude, your bathtub's dirty.
You're not dude who goes into the beach with your shirt on. You take your shirt off any chance.
I'm telling
you
ask
get,
all
bro.
The homies, dude. They know. Like, what's the I'm fucking, a great swimmer, by the way.
What's the shirt going to do? Save you?
I don't know, man. It's just like...
It's like a life jacket?
I'm that guy to just go for a quick dip and then come back out. Like, I'm not going to be in the fucking dirty
and
water.
And then what the fuck are you going to wear?
I'm going to let that dry out in the sun, bro.
And take your shirt off.
Listen.
And take
listen,
your shirt
listen.
Off
this is not...
to let it dry off in the sun, but wear your shirt in the water.
I'm just saying I'm that guy, all right?
You're not, I don't think you're that
You guys aren't at the beach
you.
With me.
I was on tour with you. You took your shirt off
you're
any
not at the beach with
got.
Me.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You're not at the beach with me.
That's a whole nother thing.
you don't know the beach side of me, fam.
You don't know what I do at the beach.
Yo, but going back to it, right? You start showing up to the Run Club.
Yeah.
And
I came the first, second
I met
week.
Chuck... a few times, but he invited me to his podcast that he was doing
early on during that time.
Yes, and
that was not even that long ago. We met
it
way
wasn't
before
hot.
That, like when Instagram started.
It's true.
Oh, did you guys meet on Instagram first?
It was just Koreatown was just liking all my shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it was like the responses sounded like somebody that was pretty cool behind it.
Right,
it wasn't,
right.
I was like, all right. And then I think. I met you at, I don't know, some shit.
But listen, I'm telling you.
How you meet people in LA is just, you'll never remember.
That's true.
It's people that you just ended up like at overpass with, doing hella drugs. And the next thing you know, you like.
What's overpass?
You don't, you know,
nah,
you know?
Chill. Everyone chill. Everyone chill. Everyone chill. Everyone chill. Everyone relax.
You already lost some LA clout right
know.
Now,
everyone
bro.
Relax. Everyone relax.
You lost your LA. Is this an after hours spot?
Dude, of course. Yeah.
Okay. You have gone. Okay. I'm just saying. I was about to revoke your clout.
No. Thank you for that.
I feel you. It's like always like an Instagram connection or something. It's like, who's this dude that liked my shit? And then they have a cool little screen name. Sometimes a blue check that even makes it.
There wasn't even blue checks then.
No blue checks.
This is when, hey, I feel like we met when Instagram was just for iPhone.
Yeah, it's
true. Yeah.
When that shit was a
But he started coming out to the runs, and I was like shook, because I'm like, I used to listen to this fool all the time.
Right.
And like, being from Virginia, that's like, Like, that's what we were listening
to. Well, that's the thing he was talking about. It's like, you never know what he's going to pull up to.
That shit fucked me up. And then you started pulling up. And, like, dog, it was just, like, a whole nother response.
What's the situation? Like, so, were you into running?
Me?
Yeah.
I've always been mildly, extremely athletic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, okay,
I get in these pockets.
Right, right.
And I hate running unless it's with people. So sure. when I was in high school or wrestling or any sort of sport, I never really noticed I was running if we was running in groups. But if it was like time trials or I'm sitting here and I was running track, that shit was trash, bro.
Right, right, right.
Like, it's running boring. The 800 by yourself, like, and nobody's with you and you can't just kind of take a break.
Yeah.
Fuck that. But like, the experience I've had, like, doing it with people, it doesn't feel like working out.
Definitely makes it easier. That's why I showed up. And, you know, I wasn't into running like that until I went to the run club, you know. And then there was like 70 people. It's a lot more fun when you run with 70 white people.
Yeah, it's tight.
Yeah, definitely... they're extra, like, they're encouraging. You know what I'm saying? You might just bend down to tie your shoe.
Bring it in.
Come on, bro. Yeah,
family on
y'all
three.
Y'all wildin'.
That is. The community's sweet,
it
man.
Is, man. Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. And, like, it's awesome to see you guys actually give a fuck about, you know, the fitness aspect of your lives, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
You guys are such creatives, but also, like, you definitely know you have to play that fitness role because you have to be here for the
best. I think we've all had a Saturday morning or Thursday night. Like, I've definitely had a Thursday night where I day drunk and I was just like, you ain't no bitch, fam. Take your ass to go run 3 miles. And I did that shit, and it was just like more notches on my life belt, like, I ran 3 miles when I was fucked up. And then I've had nights where that Saturday you're creaking out of bed. And you're like, damn.
Gross, that's the most LA shit, though. Like, you party one night. Right. Next day you go hiking on Runyon or some shit. You know,
to balance your...
LA is big on both health and fucking partying and shit. That both, you know.
Hey, but
you kind of party because as much as there is to do here, it's really nothing to do here because...
Right.
You don't got all day to just go to fucking Culver City and come back to Koreatown. You go to Culver City, you better have some more shit to do over there,
or
you're just going to fuck your day up.
That's true. Right?
Especially if you got to take an Uber or a Lyft. That bitch is going to be $14, $15.
That's the thing. When you be like,
if you got shit to do, you ain't taking no pool because that's just going to fuck your day up. No.
Yeah, I'll go hit the Culver City stairs once in a while, and that's a journey. Like, I got to drive there.
That's some LA shit.
30 minute shit. I go do the stairs. It's a 2.5 to 3 hour thing to just get a workout in over there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you and Zoe are putting in work.
Yeah.
Putting in work.
That's what's up. You do run sometimes with the run.
Listen,
club.
Listen. Chuck knows what the fuck is up. Chuck is fucking there because he sees this shit. I'm an athlete, dude. Chuck is a fucking athlete. But what? It's like, yeah, we put on some pounds because we like to eat out and shit. But like, the day we have this, like, we have a competitive, like, athlete, like, persona. And it's like, the day I see somebody doing better or they talk shit, I can outdo anything they do. And like, if someone says, like, hey,
people always,
you can't run
surprised.
A marathon. It's like, oh, dude, you have no fucking idea. I've ran a marathon.
Well, yeah.
And same with Chuck. It's like,
right.
It's like, same as you. It's like the competitive nature. It's like it kicks in.
Everyone always underestimates, like, somebody who's like bigger. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, what? Mike is the leader of the Koreatown Run Club? And then, like, I see you one morning run like 10 miles, 15 miles. I'm like, damn, bro.
It's fun.
You kill it.
Yeah, it's got this weird level of masochistic enjoyment to it. Because I don't know why I like that shit.
Aren't you training for a marathon?
I'm only doing
the half, and that's the day before Halloween. I got a little bit of time. You know what I mean? I'm gonna enjoy this last little bit of summer. I'm probably gonna kick it in high gear after Labor Day.
Yeah.
It'll take long to run.
Summer's hard to kick that in gear.
It is.
What? Summer is actually the worst time to ever be. Like, people that are like, I'm gonna have my summer body. I'm like, for fucking what, bro? For what? It's hot as hell outside, right, bro. I don't want to do shit.
Right.
I don't care about having a summer body. Unless you got a pool, I'm not even going outside, so I don't give a fuck.
That's for shirtless activities.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do. Unless you got a pool, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Outside.
It's just getting fucked up.
I just got an AC unit. I just spent $200.
You didn't have one in the you
best
didn't have
fucking investment ever. No, K-Town doesn't have AC units.
That's true. All the apartments are kind of old, right? Old they don't shit. Have central air. That's why my newest shit I moved into, that was like my only requirement.
But I sleep with that
air.
Shit on. I leave that shit on all fucking day.
Like, yeah, I'm not living in LA without
72, all cool.
Fuck all that. I mean, Chicago's humid, right?
Chicago's kind of humid. I ain't had a Chicago summer in a minute. But Chicago summers are moody as hell. Like, there's definitely been a summer where it didn't get over 70 one year.
Goddamn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Out here, you get these pockets of summer. Like, 1 week it's just 109. Then it goes back down to 70. It's like a fucking roller coaster. So everybody that thinks shit is sweet right now, mid-August, that's when shit gets extra, extra active, bro. Right.
Goddamn. Right. So wait, you haven't been going back to Chicago since you've been moved out?
I mean, I go back to Chicago a lot, but...
You do?
Living there, long, being there longer than like 5-6 days. So you see, right. I've lived in Chicago, so it's like going back home. When you go back home, it's like Vegas. You can be there too long. Like, you excited when you get off the plane, but yeah. Like 3 days in, you like, bro, get me the fuck up out of here.
Fuck Vegas, man. When we were with you guys.
What'd you do in Vegas, bro?
On tour.
What'd you
do? We got pretty fucked.
I'm just saying, man.
What'd you do?
We saw naked girls and stuff, dude.
That's what you did.
We can't talk about everything we did. Whatever happens in Vegas gets posted on Facebook. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
But we did a lot. We just party. But then also, like, when you walk around, you realize that ain't really for, like, that ain't for us.
Man, I go to Vegas to eat.
Right.
Well, straight up.
Yes, of course. The
Vegas is for motherfuckers who work 9 to 5 and need a getaway. You know what I mean? Like a one weekend getaway situation.
Vegas is tricky, bro. Vegas is tricky.
How's it tricky?
I remember being in Vegas playing blackjack at the table, and I was sitting next to this girl. I was just noticing some shit about her. Like, first of all, she was running the dealer. Like, just had this bitch on the string.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, if we stand and we stand, we stand, we stand. And I just started seeing her conversations with the dude next to her, and I'm like, damn, this bitch is turning tricks at the goddamn black table. Like, this shit is extra, extra important right now. I need to pay attention to what's happening. And completely just took two orders, finished her shit, went up to where she was going. And I was like, damn, that's how I'm starting off my vacation. And then everything else was just like, look around. What do you see? Damn, that's fucked up. Seen a whole dude. He was on you seen kids?
Yeah.
You know, dude, I have no legs.
I have no legs. Yeah. I have no legs.
My man's was going up the ramp over near MGM, like just going super, super slow. And he just had a cup. And I'm like, this motherfucker's about to go over to this goddamn slot machine and climb up and sit there and gamble his life away. And he don't got no legs.
Man. Oh, man. That just made me depressed.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but like.
Vegas, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
The side of Vegas you don't get to see, the underbelly.
The underbelly is, it's always there. It's in plain sight. You're just hearing noises.
I'm not much of a gambler.
I'm not either.
Damn, so you go to Vegas and don't even gamble?
Nah, because like, that's dog, why that's a slippery slope, dude.
I feel like that's when we went there, we just hit the buffet, right?
No, yeah, we ate.
Went to that lid buffet.
That's what I'm saying, the buffets.
Right.
It's just like all the sins are in one place. The one sin.
The gluttony.
That just doesn't make you feel like you're the biggest piece of shit. It's like I go to.
It could definitely make you feel
like
a piece of shit.
I go to the buffet though, and I still can't even. I haven't gotten past one plate ever. Like, I always go in there with the biggest eyes, like, man, I'm about to smash everything.
I know. You can't do
it. I get one big plate. I don't even finish that shit, but it was just the option to know I could eat whatever the fuck I wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
In the Bellagio.
And it's crazy. Those buffets, they don't lose money.
I always thought about that. Like, I wonder what the ratio is as far as, like, the money they're spending to get all that shit.
Because I bet you they're betting that motherfuckers only want to eat one plate.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it. Like, if you got all the options. Like, it's like a psych op or some shit. Let's give them all the food.
For sure.
We'll keep our overhead low. And by the time they get done with the first plate, they're going to be over.
Yeah, two big plates and you're
Let's
pretty much
fucking
done.
Start a buffet.
That's the most American shit ever, bro. All you can eat. I mean, K-Town has buffets, bro.
It's a lot.
All you can eat Korean barbecue is a buffet.
Yeah.
That's a fucking buffet. Like,
how much have you ever... I love Korean barbecue.
Yeah, all you can eat, you can kind of go through.
No, there's just things that you're supposed to eat and not eat, right? Don't eat fucking rice. Don't eat all this extra shit. Just like...
If you want to... I like eating my meat with rice.
Of course.
You know?
You do, huh?
What does that even fucking mean? That don't even mean anything.
Just a big penis and
there's
rice,
nothing
huh?
sus about that. There was nothing sus about
on
that
the
statement.
Sign huh? and fucking rice, right?
Like,
on the penis.
What is? How does rice have to do? Have any gay thing to do with
know,
eating
dude.
Meat and rice?
I don't know. You okay. said it, man. You said it.
But I'm okay. What I'm saying is, look.
Oh my god!
All you can
What's
eat,
wrong with Mike,
I
bro?
I don't know. He's all. He,
I'm dude, fucking
he,
crazy.
This motherfucker was doing that all tour. I was like, bro, yeah. show.
Then he looked like Bobby Lee.
Come on, man.
Yo.
Why, right now? We're going to do this right now? We're
going to
do this
how,
right now?
You know how funny that was? Before you walked yo. In, he literally
That's
told
what
us
I'm saying.
That everyone tells him that shit.
But Chuck already knows this. Chuck
I think I was the first
him.
One to be
yeah,
like,
yeah,
him.
Chuck knows this.
That's so funny. That's
just
so funny.
This is all fucked up.
But that's the thing. Yo.
Listen, if Bobby, if you're watching, I'll fuck you.
But you know how many... Yo, you know how many Asian motherfuckers that's get that they look up. Like Bobby Lee, though?
Cause nah, but this motherfucker really looks like Bobby Lee.
Okay, does he look like Bobby Lee?
No. Thank you.
What? Not. Nah. Maybe Thank it's because he's not Thank Asian. You. Maybe. Well, you work around Bobby,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
so you
yeah.
see. But maybe it's just because he's not
he
Asian.
He look like Bobby Lee on Mad TV, not like right now.
Damn, his prime.
He said circa.
Yeah, circa Bobby Lee.
Circa
yeah, yeah.
Mad TV, 99.
God
nah.
damn.
Nah, you don't look like Bobby.
It's fucked
bro.
Up, man. Okay.
What is there a celebrity that people say you look like?
Ice Cube.
You already knew from the show.
Bro.
Wow.
Dude, I've never heard nobody else my whole existence just like Ice Cube.
It's the things, though. It's like, you know,
look, and I went
cap.
Out. I auditioned to play Ice Cube in the N.W.A. movie.
Did you really?
I had like two callbacks, and then I definitely I lost to
the son.
Yeah, but
O'Shea Jr.
What the fuck was I gonna do about that?
Yeah,
and he killed it.
Can
so
you
it
imagine
like,
if Chuck got that role,
yeah.
and then his son didn't?
That would be fucking whack. That would be.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
I actually wouldn't want that pressure. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to play. I don't want to play. No, I mean, I don't want to be in the way of that.
How is it? How was his son not a shoo-in though? You know what I'm saying? Like it was
yeah.
like, no, we need to audition 10 more guys to figure out who this is going to be. He looks just like him.
Yeah, you know? But like if he fucking sucks at acting, like
I think he was an actor before that too, right?
Okay.
He was acting this shit.
I don't know.
All right, whatever. Yeah, okay, we got our doppelgangers.
Yeah,
I don't get anybody that they say. I mean, I don't think there's an other Asian guy who's like. Define the beanie and the goatee and shit, you know.
I think I was running with you and then went home and caught up with Power and was looking at the Power episode like, damn, this motherfucker looks like this dude.
Well, yeah, I was that dude.
I know. Yeah, yeah. That's the only person you look like is the Asian
well,
motherfucker.
They fucking.
What episode were you in Power?
I got killed in it on
you
the third
did?
Episode. Yeah, so I was like, oh,
early.
Damn, I'm not returning to the season, damn. Am I? But yeah, it's like what happened was when I did the episode of Power. And by the way, like I got more. The black community fucks with me way more for Power than anything I've done rap-wise. Like, nothing in my rap career yeah. has ever come close to me being on Power.
Real shit. When we're on tour, they knew you, all the guys, they knew you as the Power guy.
Yeah.
And also from All Def.
Roast Me.
Yeah, Roast Me.
Yeah, those are the only
and
two
And they're
things.
Like, we didn't know he rapped. And I'm like, dude, you're at his
yeah,
rap show. And he's like, oh, I thought he was doing stand-up, which is like, which is like, bing, like.
They'll be, I'll be in the streets in New York.
That's the celebrity culture. They don't even know what you do. They just are like, oh, we're supposed to be here.
Yeah. Cats will come up to me in New York like, yo, what's good? I'll be like, yeah, what's up, man? Like thinking they're going to give me props on some rap shit or battle rap shit. And they'll be like, you the Asian dude from Power. That's just funny as fuck.
It's really interesting because I know both of you guys are on some acting.
Are you on
shit.
The acting tip too?
Yeah, I'm in this new movie coming out called Widows.
Oh
with
shit!
Viola Davis and like Liam Neeson's.
Damn, bro, that's sick.
And Daniel Kaluuya.
What's the movie about?
If you can say.
I mean, can you talk
if
about?
You
or
can
is
say.
It, is
yeah,
it
if
like
you can't talk about.
I mean, like the preview's already out.
Oh, okay, it is.
It's written apparently. I mean, not apparently, but when I read the script. I was like, yo, this shit is turnt. But I stopped, like, I had, like, 30 pages left.
Yeah.
And when I was on set, I would be at lunch, or we would just be kicking it with the rest of the actors and shit, and they'd be talking about scenes later in the movie. And I told, like, one of the dudes in the movie, I was like, no, I haven't read past this page. He was like, just don't do it. Just save yourself. Wait till the movie comes out. And everybody on set, like the makeup people, everybody was like, yeah, this shit is crazy. This shit is crazy. Because the first time I showed up,
yeah,
they were blowing up shit. So it was like, I was like, okay, this is.
Is it action or what? What is it?
Yeah, it's like an action suspense super thriller.
Oh, wow.
Written by the dude that wrote 12 Years a Slave and Gone Girl.
Damn, wow. That's crazy. Those two movies are intense too. Shit.
Yeah, they trying to slam dunk with the Oscar off that shit.
So, like, is this one of the first roles you've had, or you've done acting stuff before?
I did some shit for a show called The Hustle, like, for a couple years ago. I've auditioned for a lot of shit. But...
So you've been in the process of doing all this stuff in
LA?
Yeah,
I'm just like, gathering, just... Well, everything I've done really hasn't even come from LA. It's come out of Chicago.
Right.
The casting office in Chicago is the one that gave me that shot. And now I'm just writing shit.
Okay.
And me and Mikey were writing a sketch comedy show. A couple of our scenes was in Rocky's Og DVD.
Like, okay.
I play like this old man character developed. And it's just...
Was that where you were like interviewing motherfuckers and shit?
No, that was Mike. Mikey was interviewing. I was being interviewed. Yeah.
Right.
And I was on a Bluetooth phone talking like an old Westside nigga. But... It wasn't like a natural. I've always been into that. I went to film school. Film school, but I studied digital filmmaking in college.
Yeah.
So
that's weird. That's always been my shit too. Like before I even started rapping, I was always wanting to be a director, actor, all that shit.
Yeah, I wrote scripts. That's the only like pure 100 I ever had in school was in script writing class.
Right.
So a lot of the videos that I've done, I've never directed because I'm still just watching how everybody does to, like, right. To me, having the idea, having the concept is the most important until I've, like, fully gathered, like, everything I think I want to do.
Yeah.
So.
That's, like, the only, that for me, like, that's pretty much the only places that I've had a chance to kind of direct, you know, like, music videos.
Right.
Where I'm all like, okay, I can kind of do this without having to necessarily the fundamentals down.
Right. Because
music videos, you kind of don't need to learn the structure. You could just kind of go into it and it could be whatever. Shit don't need to make sense in music videos. You know what I mean?
And the crazy thing is that it's changed so much. Like when I was in school, we had like a handheld camera like that.
Right.
And there was no DSLR like.
Yeah.
Just. You know what I mean? Like, if you had a video camera and you just had it out, just pointed at shit, people were like, hey, man, get that shit the fuck out of my face. Like, you just having a regular camera, like, people don't necessarily notice. So your ability to create,
it's
like...
It's more low-key and you create more of a comfortable
you can
level.
Get, yeah, you can get crazier shots now. So that's what I'm saying by, like, still learning, seeing where things are going. I don't want to make my first thing some dated-ass shit that when I was trying to do it, like, extremely progressive. So as things are kind of changing... I'd rather be in front of the camera and learn a lot more about being in front.
That's
so
true.
That when I get behind it,
that
it's,
is true,
it's smoother.
Just this, that alone, that the camera just turned into where like the photo camera is a video camera now too, I think just made mad people just more comfortable.
Of course.
Because you got
to. That's why people
video
are always getting caught doing some shit they're not supposed to be doing.
Oh, right. And off your phone. You know, the phone is like the biggest burn on anything now. Shit.
Bro, the phone is some other shit. They definitely gave us some other shit. They didn't put the chip inside of us. They just were like, here's the chip. It's got games on it.
Hey, a lot of good shit has come out of phone filming too, though. You know what I'm saying? We're catching motherfuckers doing terrible shit every day now. You know?
Shit. Yep. I see the thing that bugs the fuck out of me is like, how, if you're white, right, and you know what the fuck is going on in the internet, as soon as the motherfucker pulls the phone out, you should just be like, let me shut the fuck up. But they just keep going.
But that's the thing.
Like, you... motherfucker, this, they're like, film me.
Yeah.
Film me. Next day, you're fucking fired.
Their life is ruined the next day. I know, I always think that. I'm like, damn, the audacity of these motherfuckers. Like, they really do.
Actually, at this point, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I always look at shit like, yeah, that doesn't make too much sense. The fact that they're just the same types of people, just doing it on time every week.
What do you mean? You're saying you think
I just feel like they're sending out crisis actors and they're just like, hey, bro, go say some racist shit. Make sure a nigga catches it on film.
No, but what the fuck is it supposed to... What's the reaction you're supposed to get out of that?
To rile people up.
But why would they want why would the establishment want that shit?
Dude, because they got militarized police gear and they're ready to use that shit, bro.
Oh, you're saying they want to fight that shit. They want to create the conflict.
Yes. They want to get motherfuckers just getting it to cracking so they can be like, martial law.
Oh, so you're just poking at them like, I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare
listen, you. This is my theory. And you can put the whole, you know what I'm saying? Dum, 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 dum. The scariest shit in the world is if in 2020, Donald Trump just loses.
Right.
Because everybody's still going to turn this motherfucker up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm scared for that whole election because it's just going to be so much bullshit that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fam's not going to be ready to leave, and he's not going to go down easy. So the best thing you could do is just get him mad. By the time they're mad in 3 years, they'll be just tripping in the middle of the streets on some purge shit, and we could be like, nah, it's martial law. Donald Trump's in president for the next 4 more years.
Do you ever feel like you would want an uprising for, like, change to happen?
Oh, dog, I'm not. I'm actually comfortable.
You ever think about that?
Yo, yeah, all the time. I'm comfortable where I'm at, but, like, if people got to tweaking, I actually know how to survive, so
yeah.
I'll be cool till everybody chills the fuck
like
out.
Like on some post-apocalyptic shit, you can survive.
And then
run us through your.
Wait, what is your survival traits that you have that you think you could survive? I'm just curious because me, I'm like, okay, look, think about what we do, right? We rap, you make beats, act.
See, what I'm talking about is I'm not going out my way for shit because if it's time for me to go, bro, I'm out. So if it ain't no more food left, my nigga, I'm just going to die with the rest of these motherfuckers. Like, I'm not about to sit here and wait and try to share the last morsel of corn with y'all. If it's a tsunami that's about to end the world, bro, I'm driving to it. Like, fuck that. Like, let's get this
How
shit over.
How is that a survival? God. That's not even a survival
Damn.
Thing.
That's because the freedom I have in my head, that means that if I want to do it, I'll do it. But if it's over with, I'm over with it.
So you're not going to try to prolong
bro,
that
no.
shit.
For what?
But what if it's not over? Like, that's what I'm saying. It may not be over off the tsunami.
Man,
I'm
going to call the homies. I know enough people, bro, that's like, hey, we over here with it. I done built an electric generator. I'm just collecting the shit on some Tesla shit. We got barbecue on the grill.
We got homies who make electric generators and shit. I got one homie who makes electric.
Dude, I got crazy ass. I've just, like I said, on some Bill Murray shit, I've met some crazy people. Not crazy, like, negatively, but
right.
I know people that are like, they build firewalls for fucking fun.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Amazing.
Like, those types of people, those hacker types of people, the people that can build, like, I have a homeboy that if you leave him in the woods, give him 3 hours, we'll have a fucking tent and a grill, and all he needs is a small knife, bro.
So, like, you know,
I'm just
going to
call
Bear Grylls. It's like, got mad homies like
Yeah, Bear Grylls is on some shit, though, but he's not building, like, you know, the cool spot just out of a little paring knife.
He's
literally.
You got a gang of white friends, don't you, shit?
I got a gang of white friends, Native American friends. I got everybody low-key.
Does
key.
Anybody have a gang of Native American friends? I just want to throw that out there. I don't know one. I don't think one person has a friend, more than five Native American friends.
Yeah, I don't
friends.
Know. I don't know if I can name.
I just know where to be, bro.
Yeah.
I just know where to be.
It's like I did a show in an Indian reservation, and I just met a gang of homies. No, I didn't know that your survival skills was that crazy.
My survival skills is I know who to call.
Right.
It ain't what you know, it's who you know, and that shit is really what it is. Cause
it
I'm gonna let the homie take care of the shit. I don't gotta know everything.
Yo, I always
I just
say
I find the homie that's got a crazy ass food, doomsday, whatever the fuck. I know at least two people with doomsday. I can't say that shit. Doomsday. Where they got a whole like tuna fish cans, like all of this little army shit.
Yo, no, but I always say that's even my like my biggest gift isn't like individual, you know, things I could do. I always say it's about the networking with people
bro.
That know a lot of shit and making stuff happen.
That's how you
know
live
what I'm saying?
Longer. The better, like, I invest in the people I know. Like,
right.
I could say I probably know two shitty people out of like 300.
Right.
Because I just don't hang out with people that shitty.
You just X them out.
Yeah, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not scared of the tsunami wave. I will slap the shit out of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we'll still like you afterwards. But if you say something, my hand I don't got no control over this shit. So I choose to be around people where my limbs are controlled by me. Because I'm happy and I'm, you know, everything's a go. But people really know, bro. I will take off on you, dog. Like,
yeah, you're ready to X out.
And I'm grown now. Ain't
network.
No principal. Ain't no calling my mom. So if I think we fighting, nigga, I'm swinging.
It's slapping tsunamis.
Yeah, ain't no going back and forth. So it's like I have a deflection for people that I don't want around me. Like, you trying to fight?
Right.
Because if you're not trying to fight, then shut the fuck up.
I didn't even know the side of you because, like, I feel like your music's pretty for the most part. It's like, it's happy. It's like a celebration
of life. I'm a happy person, but, like, most of the people I know happy take them
in the
wrong direction.
This is awesome to see, though, because I'm now, when I'm around Chuck, going to instigate fights. Because I want to see this.
Doug, I swing on you all the time.
He does. Like, it's like a playful, like.
It's a playful tussle.
How you doing? And then I'm like, oh, man, if he does it again, I'm going to hit his fucking kidney.
I never seen you mad either.
No, I'm like, I avoid conflict.
Me too. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's far away from it. But like, when it comes up to it and like I have to say, face value, it's just kind of like, damn.
Yeah, when there's no choice.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but like now I'm grown enough to I can talk my way out of anything. But if you really are out of, you know what I'm saying? If you really out of pocket, then you are in a personality type where I know I'll drag your ass through the street.
Right.
Because people that can fight know when to shut the fuck up because they've had their ass whooped before.
I always say too, like if I have a cool ass homie that gets in a fight with somebody, that other motherfucker probably did something crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a few people I know like that don't get into shit. So I'm like, if you don't like this fool,
I like
something is wrong.
I
with
like
you.
To say that I'm that person. I don't even get into arguments.
Yeah,
like road rage. I don't got no road rage. I literally have rolled the window down and I've been like, hey man, I was like, what are you doing?
And
then just like made him feel really bad. Like I've actually made people feel really bad.
Rolling
down. Like he was expecting a whole bunch of smoke.
Let me
and
talk
I was
just, to you for a second.
I was like, bro,
what are you doing?
I said, what are you doing? I was like, driving like that's not gonna get you there faster. And I was like, you just almost endangered three people's lives. Like, are you cool with that?
You've had a full conversation.
Like,
that's what your horn says when you press it.
Nah,
it's like, damn, what are you doing?
Because in certain cultures, like in the country, they don't hit the horn. The horn is just.
I never use the
horn. That sound just incites anxiety.
It's
like
true.
When I hear it, I don't feel good.
That brings more road rage out of people.
Yeah,
honestly.
When you hear the horn, it's like a motherfucker spit on you. Like, bro, don't blow your fucking horn at me.
Right, that's
the first thing I think. Like, I'm not even...
I never use the horn. And my friends actually get mad at me. They're like, "What? Bro, use your fucking horn. That's what it's there for." And I don't use that shit. It stresses me out, too, when I use it.
Yeah, but
know.
Sometimes when I have snapped, I'm like, yeah, you got to hear this horn, my nigga. Like, you can't just get away with that. Like, you pulling into this driveway.
I don't know if they take the horn that seriously.
No, I'm just saying, like, some people do shit, and then don't nobody blow the horn, and then I'll delay it. Just like you knew that was for you. You knew that I sat and I thought about that and I realized like you deserve it.
What was some shit about LA that you were automatic, like one thing that you didn't like about LA when you first got here? I mean, now you're used to everything, right? Like
when I first got here.
Cause I every region has, you know, I think a lot of regions kinda hate on LA. You know?
I think that I wasn't aware of neighborhood pockets. Like my experience in LA is I like to live somewhere where I can walk. There's enough food around me. Like, there's a spot that I can pull up, have a beer. Like living in Silver Lake. It's made my experience. Well, living in Westlake, that was tight. Living in Silver Lake. Living in the Westlake, Silver Lake, Koreatown, like the east area, it's just way more of my speed. When I lived over by the beach, and then I spent the summer living in the hills, which, fuck that. That shit's stupid.
That's a whole nother world. Yeah.
The hills is just, it feels like it feels cool until ain't nowhere to park.
Right.
Ever. You not having nobody through that has a car. Just get that shit up.
Right.
And you not walking nowhere.
Yeah.
You got to get in your car to do everything unless you got running shoes on.
You
got to
go down the swerve, swerves.
Yeah,
and
it's not as practical as you would think. So.
Nah, I'm the same way. I think this is more my speed, even though it's getting crazy in K-Town. K-Town is ridiculous right now, thanks to this motherfucker over here inviting.
It's both y'all's fault.
Bring everybody in. Bring everyone here.
Exactly.
Both y'all's fault.
Bro, each of your run club, goddamn, bro. There's a gang of people.
It's a gang of people.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
The thing is, like, I love
the best things that you do, you never knew what you were doing.
Yeah, no fucking clue.
Yeah. That's the thing. It comes with success and more people wanting to be involved with shit.
It's fun. I mean, me and my partner Dewey that does the Run Club with me, it's like, yeah, we're figuring it out, dude.
Well, now we're going to double the amount of people who show up every week now. Shit.
Everyone coming.
Fuck it. We need some more slower people, so I'm not the last one.
So, all right, let's talk about some.
Because I'm actually, yo, this shit is fucking me up. I got like a good 10 minute mile pace going right now.
I mean, listen, you're an athlete, so it's like, yeah, but anytime you want to do that shit, but it's like, you know,
you timing yourself too? Like every
run? Yeah, I got my, I'm a slave to the Nike Run Club app. Like, I sometimes I hit the pause.
Yeah.
To walk a little bit so I don't fuck my times
up.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Naturally, I'm pretty fast too.
Oh yeah, that's my issue. I'm way too fast, and within the first mile.
You know what I mean? You got to pace yourself.
But I do. It's just I got long strides.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, like from sprinting, playing basketball, being able to get up the court fast. Like you got to have two run brains. The one that's just like we're here for a minute, and then the other one's like we're trying to get there fast.
Exactly. 5'5" is fucking a killer too, man. 5 be killing me and shit.
Yeah, you're quick though.
I could do it.
You're super quick.
I'm running a 5 next time.
Yeah, run off.
I feel like I'm taking three classes a semester.
Fuck the 5, dog. Fuck the 5, man. Stick with the 3.
So let's talk about your music, Mike.
Mixtape on the way.
Yo, Mike knows mad rappers and producers. If you wanted to put a project out, you're going to have a
nice little...
Yeah, you
know what? I think I could produce
a project. You'll have a nice little EP.
Some shit.
You'd have a nice little EP.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But what would it be about?
Fucking...
You couldn't even think of one thing. You couldn't think of one thing?
Just selling fake drugs or something. I don't know.
Selling fake drugs.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
What?
Yeah. <I
don't> selling drugs to kids.
So let's talk about your music. What are you working on right now?
Right now?
You're always working on some shit, right?
Yeah. But right this second, we have a vinyl reissue of The Bake Sale that...
Oh, wow.
An artist out of Chicago flipped the cover. We got all the songs remastered. It's like there wasn't that many copies of the first one, but it became like a collector's item.
Right.
Like I was in Amoeba one time. I seen The Bake Sale up on the wall. Like it was $95 next to Beastie Boys, all that shit. So I was like, you know, out of all the things I have accomplished and I still want to accomplish and all the like lumps I went through, I looked at the wall. I was like, bet. All right, bet.
That's tight.
So now that it's been 10 years, I like to make events out of physical products.
Is it the 10-year anniversary of that album or what? Is that what it is? Okay, cool.
So, I got stoned one time and I'm extra, extra, extra organized. So I got all my sessions. I got all my beat sessions from college. Every single beat I made for The Bake Sale, like during that era, I still got the folders. All the sounds are still in it.
You are the most responsible producer I've ever have to dealt with.
Yeah, I got everything. So
every producer, every beat I pick from the producer, motherfucker does not have the session, and I'm like,
dude, I got the same sound folders. I got the same sound folders from when I like had Fruity Loops in 2003.
Damn.
Yeah, I might not keep up with like certain clothes or sneakers. Like I'm definitely like, for all the fashion shit people give me credit for, bro, I do not collect sneakers. I wear them bitches till they get dirty and then I don't know where they go. You know what I mean? I've definitely left shoes in hotels because I didn't want to pack them in my bag. So I was like, when I see people hold on to shoes like that, I'm like, yeah.
But you got all the music stuff.
Yeah, I got all my beats together. So me and Mikey went through one of them, and I had this flip where I took the Black Mag's beat and I like just erased the sequence and I just made that shit again. And like, whoa. So we started rapping to the shit. And I was like, what better way to, you know what I mean, make an advertisement for the new.
So there's a new like Black Mag's remix coming out.
It's so much crazier than the first.
Really?
Bro. Yeah, it's like we tapped into that brain too. It was like we were right there.
That was a joint that like kind of brought in like such a fucking new wave of a sound during that time too, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just I always want to know, like, being a fan of artists, like, why wouldn't you never go back to your like hottest song and just flip it up one time?
Right.
Like, sample your shit before somebody else gets a chance to do it.
Well, it's because I think motherfuckers will hear it so much that they can't imagine that shit being in another way.
That's what I don't do. I like always look at something and I'm like, could this be upside down?
Right. How come you never did that before? You just like just.
There's no reason. It's 10
right.
years.
Right, right. You have to wait.
So there's that, and then
oh, right. That's right. Okay, 10 yeah. years. That's
there's that, and then I'm doing me and Kenny Beats are doing like my next solo album.
That's tight. Shout wow. out to Kenny Beats.
It's called Spatula.
That's dope. So that's your solo rap album all the way through. You spin.
Yeah, that's the solo rap shit, and then after that. I kind of started two new groups too. I'm on some shit right now. It's a lot yeah. to.
Are you in like hermit mode while you do all the shit? Like just.
Oh yeah, this is a weird phase. This is a weird artistic phase. Yeah. Like I'm conscious in it, but like there's sometimes where I'm sitting at my computer and I'm like drinking a tall boy and I'm surgically putting something together and then I wake up on my face on my couch, not drunk, just like with no real like concept of time right now. Like everything yeah. is just getting made. Like. You know, that's, I got to take, like, I literally am at this point now in this little creative shit pile where I got to take, like, 2-3 naps a day.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it's, it makes my brain tired. Like, the other day, I woke up and I remember I just left Kenny's studio. I came back. I was watching Snowfall. And that show is, I don't know if you
I heard it's
it.
Tight. Oh, I heard it's tight.
Oh, my God. It's the best show ever. I was watching Snowfall, and then I woke up in the morning, and I realized, like, damn, I ain't really eaten in, like, 2 days. And then I went to go eat something, and I had, like, this healthy-ass salad, and as soon as I walked out of the restaurant, I was like, I gotta go back to bed.
Wow, like, man.
Just, you know what I mean?
There's a difference between physical tired and, like, brain tired.
Yeah, brain tired, some shit.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm not sleeping. It's not like I'm not eating well. But when your mind's on, like...
But is it because, like, shit gets repetitive when you work on music, too? You know, because when you work on stuff, you know, you listen to something, like, over and over
again. That's the thing about, like, it's weird when people tell me that I'm a creative.
Right.
I'm like, nigga, you don't know what the fuck that means. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, this shit looks cool to you, bro, but this shit is not cool right now. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, what's going to be cool is what happens afterwards. But, like, you don't understand what the fuck I'm going through.
What's the difference between, for you, like, the process as a producer and the process as a rapper? I'm always curious about producer rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference between the two?
To me, I've seen a song done before it's done. So.
Off the beat what? Like, how does it work?
If I'm making something for me, for my solo album, I already knew what I was going to make and I had a subject.
So you already think of the subject first? That's how everybody has their process. You know what I'm saying?
There's times where I think, like, when I get down to songs that I think got cool, like the Freaknik 96 shit that I got, I already had that planned.
Right.
I already had the bars in my head, so I had to basically make the beat that I heard.
I see.
Underneath.
Okay.
A lot of times, I'll just have a folder of beats that I made, several different moods, and I'll go through them, and I'll just, like, act. I'll be like, I'm listening to somebody else's shit. What would I do to it?
Right.
So that's just kind of how it
goes. How does it happen when you're working on, like, beats in general? Maybe it's not for a song for you. You know what I'm saying? It's a song for somebody else. Like. Or just a scratch off the beat, like with no purpose of where it's going
to
end
up. Where I'm at now, like not trying to work too hard. I used to, because I'm developing as a keyboardist, like I'm getting better better like every year. I would try to create like different chord progressions I haven't heard before. Try to find a mood that maybe struck me as something that felt like something else and kind of like make my own version of that. Now, I just make loops of shit, like try to make the craziest drum loop rhythm, and then I'll sample it,
right?
And then I'll put it on the trigger and see if I can find the rhythm in it. Just trying to make sure, like, I'm pushing the boundaries of what I know is fucking funky, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Making jams out of shit that, you know, it could be a loop of banging on a table or somebody talking in another office room, or like, I'm just on some shit with the sounds now. So as soon as I could get that to feel like a rhythm. Then I started adding, like, more practical, like, bass line, all of that shit. But that's why it's been this, like, weird-ass, never-ending day, because I'm doing so much to try to, like, up my sound.
Yeah.
At a time where nobody gives a fuck. That's why it's like even crazier because no one cares.
Yeah, yeah.
Like nobody give a fuck about how ill these sounds I am using. Like people are making albums with the whole fucking album with the same snare. Same snare, same hi-hat, whole album.
Do you ever see like your bars like changing, you know? Because I mean, you've been in this shit for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I'm up there too. I'm not like one of them young cats either like that. But like, have you seen your bars and your content change as you like, you know, every year or a new project that you go into? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's weird sometimes because I'm a youthful dude in general, you know what right. I'm saying? But like, there's times where I like say some shit, I'm like, wait a minute, like, I feel like I don't know, like, if I want to go all the way in with that, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I see what's happening and then I'm like, all right, y'all doing that. There's my way of doing it.
Right.
So, like, everybody's hype on patterns. The pattern is the flow, adding melodics to the patterns. That's an easy sign. That's an easy recipe. Like what's happening right now is not foreign. And old rappers that don't get it, you just wasn't that good, fam.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
If you can't adapt to
when
that.
When you think about it, like it's in that same science like Pharrell had with the Lemonade song. Like
he
kind of walked you in that little route. But when he got to the Rihanna part and you heard the flows and the way that that's all the kids needed.
I feel that.
They needed that sub bass. They needed the hi-hats to do that. That's what they're, that's what they're accustomed to. It's the same way, like, when I was in college and kids was listening to Nonfiction and, like, All Natural and all this shit. That was a brand of hip-hop where if it didn't sound the way they were used to, it wasn't considered what they was listening to. So now we just are at a point where rap is just the biggest pop. It's pop.
Right.
So pop music has these elements. Now rap as pop rap has these elements.
Anytime there's a clear formula, then it becomes like a formula. You can follow that fucking shit. You know what I mean?
It's definitely a formula right now. So if you can recognize that and bend it some more and take off everything nobody else needs but the two things they need, then you're just working with a little bit more of an advanced... You know what I mean? It brings people over to your sound a little bit more. You're not doing nothing that's so far out the pocket because people not coming there with you, bro.
Right.
Nobody going that far out
K-Town
the pocket.
K-Town Mike taking notes. I see you up there.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Taking mental notes.
All right, this is how you put a project together.
You got it? All right, cool.
What you going to rap about?
I'm coming, dude. My life, man.
Chuck is right here willing to give you beats and you can't think of a single topic to rap about.
I'm just saying,
my whole Kenny Beats tape is about booty.
Shout out, Kenny.
The whole thing's about booty?
I'm writing a booty tape.
Wow. It's a booty tape. That's tight.
Yeah, my project's about titties.
Dog, let's make a double album. Yeah,
y'all got the double album already.
By the way, produced by Kenny. Kenny's down, man. I talked to him. I talked to Kenny.
Call him.
That's why y'all putting me on the spot,
that's
man?
That's tight.
I'll fucking call him right now, man.
All right, I
need four bars, bro.
Well, when can we expect that tape?
And do we have a title?
Yeah, I just told you. It's called Spatula.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what's that title mean?
I be drilling shit, bro.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Wait, are you a grill... Are you good grill master and shit, or what?
I haven't met nobody that could...
Outgrill you?
With... No, I'm not saying that I haven't. My dad is.
Yeah.
I got like a couple family members. There's some friends that we have some equal abilities, but.
But they like pass the torch to you.
Yeah, I got a long line. I got a long life left to live to me. By the time I hit 45,
now, those are your prime grill. Prime
I don't really. Yeah, if you give me 10 more years behind that shit.
Yeah.
I won't be touched. Bro, I actually went to, I did Alligator. Not even 3 weeks. I did bone-in alligator.
I just tried that for the first time, actually.
Did you like it?
It tastes really close to chicken, actually.
It's really chicken. It's chicken. It's like chicken. It's a lot of chicken in it, but it's also got a lot of steak to it, too, if you get to the tougher spots.
It's a weird, gamey kind of mix. But I'm next time I throw a barbecue, I'm going to keep that in mind because I've never been the spatula holder.
You said something about, you make the bombest buffalo mac and cheese? Is that what you said?
Buffalo mac and cheese? No.
No, you said some shit. That's the last barbecue, you were like, man, I'm making this buffalo.
Wings?
Ooh, that sounds good,
I don't know, something.
I make barbecue buffalo wings for sure, but nigga, don't nobody black eat buffalo mac and cheese.
You have been misinformed.
I was like, I was stoked to say it. I'm like, man, I remember when Chuck said that.
Yeah, it'd be hard for us to find a nigga that's got good buffalo mac and cheese.
When you do Korean barbecue, you're the tong handler. Like, you handle the tongs.
Yeah, I like to. I don't even like the table to fuck with my shit. Like, bro, you don't know where I want to stop this meat at, fam. Like, yeah, because the Korean, I want the crisp. I want the crisp. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, you like it a little crispy and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that
okay.
whole just browning my shit, putting it on the plate, like, cuz, chill out. Like,
right, they like to
doing.
They like to just give the portions
Yo,
already
I know,
and shit.
I get it. Like, these chefs are real proud about, like, their temperature level on the meat. But my nigga, chill. It's mine. It's going in my stomach, yeah. fam. And if I want to do some shit well done today, dog, I'm doing it well done. I'll slap the shit out you. Like, quit talking to me about my food. So I ordered a burger one time, and I was just... I was over shit. I had been through this whole little food journey for the whole weekend. Shit was trash. I had two burgers in this city. Shit was trash. The brewery had brought me out like, hey, man, you know, we got the best burger in the city. I'm like, we'll see.
Yep.
They're like, you know those loose ass just, I'm not going to cook this motherfucker at all, and that's just the temperature we cook the burger at.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put a loose ass tomato on the shit. By the time you get your burger and you squeeze the motherfucker, it's going to shit out. All your ingredients on your plate, and you have to put it back together. I had like three of them in a row. So I tell this lady, like, yo, I just want to.
I don't even know about this shit.
I want a well done burger. She's like, so you just want me to ruin it? I was like, bitch.
Nah, I get well done burgers now. Cause like I've had some gnarly fucking, it's just bleeding and shit. I'm like, bro, you did.
I don't really feel like that's the way we supposed to do the shit. I feel like on some.
Supposed to have a little bit, right?
Cook it through, dog.
Yeah, fuck
that.
All that shit, bro.
Cook
it
through.
Because it doesn't taste good.
Fuck out of here.
When it's well done?
No, it tastes delicious.
It tastes delicious when it's
well done.
Right, 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 for right. burgers.
Me too. I like
But obviously,
I get
steaks,
it.
Steaks, we talk, we, you know what I'm saying? We in a whole other stratosphere.
Right,
steaks
right, right,
being
right.
cooked right, it's perfect.
Right, right. You have to
quit trying to stunt with the burger meat, bro. It's burger meat.
Yeah.
Cook that shit through.
Cook it through, please.
It's like, how would you like your burger? Just
did
cook
you know
the
that,
burger.
Do you know they're doing medium rare chicken shit?
No, hell no.
Oh, yeah, man.
Duh. Is that a thing?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah that's bro. A thing.
But they got like chicken sashimi and shit.
That's you hear about that.
Oh,
same shit.
Nigga, why, bro? That, why?
They're just trying to.
Why?
Bro,
why you just leave shit alone, bro? Quit
that's
touching
crazy,
shit.
Crazy, yeah.
That
quit
shit is blasphemy.
Chicken,
I think, I'm sorry,
sashimi.
I might have to.
Shit.
I think that's an Asian thing. I think we got to stop that. You know what I'm saying? We're to all the
I'm not gonna lie
there.
To you though, I would eat it.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Don't
For
eat that
what,
shit.
Bro?
I'm just saying, bro.
Don't eat that shit. You're making us Asians.
Everyone
look weird.
Fucking relax, man. I would try it, man.
Hey, Asians be eating some weird shit too.
Yeah.
Bro. Oh yeah, let's get to that.
What's the craziest shit? What's the craziest shit you've ever eaten? Craziest shit.
Sweetbreads.
Which is how is sweetbread like Hawaiian bread and
no,
shit like that?
No, fam.
Oh, okay.
Sweetbreads is like
oh, sweetbread. Okay,
it's like animal organs and shit. It's like the kidneys
oh.
and shit of certain animals.
Oh, okay, okay. We
yeah,
do that.
Shit,
We've been
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah,
because we do intestines and shit.
Yeah, it's chillins.
Weirdest shit chillins. I've
eaten. Yeah. That's same shit. Yeah,
I've eaten guinea pig.
What?
In, that is fucking
you ate a
weird.
Fucking guinea pig
in Peru.
Fam?
In Peru, fried guinea pig, fire,
bro.
Flames.
Bro, the reaction fire. Like, I had a pet guinea pig at one point in my
life.
So,
yeah, no, it's a thing out there. So I went with my guy one summer and, like, very family-oriented. They were like, hella fucking liquor and wine, just lots of wine. Family gatherings, they do guinea pig.
So, in Peru, you said?
Yeah. Okay. So they fry it, and it's like a family thing, and, like, you know, the guests, they come up to me, and they're like, we're frying the pig, and I'm like, sick. They would show me the head, and it'd be like, fucking tight, let's fucking get it. Dog, delicious. And I'm telling everyone, anyone that's watching this right now and that has guinea pigs at home, fucking release them, dog.
Release them and hunt them or what?
Like, they don't belong at your fucking crib, and you're gonna fucking like put them under the fucking blankets. Eat those motherfuckers.
All right. Free to guinea pigs.
I ain't gonna lie. Guinea pigs are pretty pointless. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I don't believe in that. I think when you have a
think
pet like them, that's some slavery shit. You can't
Yeah,
because
they
can't
do
don't
shit and they're
going to
shit everywhere, yeah. bro. I permanently have the smell of guinea pig shit embedded in my brain for three straight grades
what?
In school because we're going to get a class guinea pig.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Then you got to clean that motherfucker.
There's a lot of animals that people think that is wrong to eat, but like in Australia, they have a kangaroo problem. There's like so many kangaroos.
Hey, kangaroo burgers are fire.
Oh, you've had them or what?
Yeah, and I eat anything that'll fuck me up. So we already got a bet. Like kangaroo will swing on me.
That's
so.
How people. I think in America they think that's like really fucked shit. Up and inhumane. But I talked to
Have
Australians.
You seen,
they said there's so many. There's
so many, bro. They just need to create their own colony or boss up or get some alien creature to come down and raise their consciousness so they can have their own little civilization. Because wow. Them niggas is just walking around like UFC fighters.
Yeah, real shit.
Won all the fame.
I've seen some crazy fucking videos.
Of those those really fools are scary as shit, bro.
Fry them up. Fry them up. Wow. Fry them up.
Kangaroo gang. All right, yo, on that note, I'm going to end it real quick.
Hey, you know about grass cutter?
Nah.
Like in Nigeria, they're not rats. They feed on grass.
Oh, and so like, they're pretty.
They're called
pretty good
grass
then.
Cutters, and there's like
grass cutters.
Run it.
Yes, they have a grass cutter stew, bro. That shit looks so good. I never had it, but I want it.
Damn, PETA motherfuckers are gonna be hot.
Yeah, fuck yeah. PETA. You like PETA be killing dogs.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So all
right, let's not go into all this stuff.
Man,
right?
I wish them niggas would throw something on me.
Yeah, PETA is actually our top sponsor.
They gonna have to have they gonna have the ethical protection of human niggas if they try something
true.
With me, bro.
I be seeing
take that shit overseas and watch what happens. Go to Japan and tell them what the fuck you gonna do it with.
Chuck is an opinionated motherfucker on Twitter too. He be going in.
No, yeah, I mean,
be seeing this.
You're going
Twitter.
In. Really? Which is awesome. Like, yeah.
What do you mean, really?
I'm letting my thoughts out. You know what I'm saying?
Only, as you should.
It's only 3 p.m. and you got like 10 tweets out right now. You know? Shit. Like,
I tweet. I make sure that I probably tweet like 3-4 times a week.
Yeah.
Just one or two.
But they do really
ones.
Well. There's
just a healthy
like,
amount of tweets.
Yeah, yeah. It goes mini viral. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they do go mini
they
viral.
They do mini viral. They do.
It's just the people with common sense are like, bet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bet. Yeah.
It's hard to speak your what you feel and like be able to articulate it in a way to not offend people right now. And I'm good with that shit.
Well, also yeah. the short amount of characters they give you.
And if you offended, so the fuck what?
Yeah.
You well, chose
you
to be offended.
Too. Good.
I've never been offended in my life.
Never?
Never.
For what? Fuck, how am I going to be offended?
No, I mean, no one's, like, hit you with anything, like, just, like, it, whether it's, like, racial family stuff or whatever. Like,
the thing is,
how do you
it's
deal
about the,
with
race, it? The racial shit. Like, I went to white high school, like, all boys Catholic yeah. shit. Like, you start to realize, like, there's just a lack of communication. So it's like kids I was fighting with, I'm best friends with when I graduate. But I'm on the same tip, like, you could say nigga or you could say pumpkin head. You say that shit to me the wrong way, I'm going to slap the shit out you.
Right, right.
So I don't care which word you say. It's the intention of the word. I'm not offended by no fucking word, bro.
Yeah, but aren't you reacting to getting offended if you slap a motherfucker?
No, because you just not going to do that shit. Just like right. if you walk up too close to the edge of something, you going to fall in.
Yeah.
And you're going to fall in the majority of the time. That's how God set up the earth, so you know that there's causes and effects. And
right,
shit.
Right, right.
You talk to me crazy, and I'm going to slap the shit out you.
Yeah, man, real shit.
Like,
this is the edge.
Gosh. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the emotion or how I feel.
Yeah.
But I got a list of what I'm not, my hands don't
well,
want
you
say, to say.
What you said the natural reaction of
yeah,
your
bro,
shit. Like,
I'll
you don't
slap
even,
you and explain to
like,
you why
this
shit I did
ain't
this shit.
This shit ain't even, like, it ain't even linked to your brain. It's just
not,
like, it's just not, it ain't even linked to your
my
head.
Thing is about tone and intention. So if you say something to me with the ill tone or ill intention,
right.
like you don't mean well for me, right. I'm going to slap the shit out you to let you know how fast karma comes back, bro. Like, I'm not playing about that.
That's what's up.
You get what I'm saying? But I don't care about being offended. Offended is a lot of work. You just got to really remember. It's like a lie. You got to remember that you're offended.
It,
this motherfucker said something to me.
I mean, we live in the era of being offended.
Yeah,
so.
Because people want a voice. They just like, you went through high school, you ain't get no pussy. Went through college, you ain't get no pussy. And, now you on Twitter, and you could probably get some pussy if you act like a bitch right now.
Oh, you think it's a reaction to being like, oh, I haven't, like, I stand for some shit or I'm opinionated about
yeah,
some
bro,
shit.
Yeah, bro, it's like you too late with the shit. You can't be 27 talk about being bullied in middle school, fam.
I think
like,
everybody, the problem now is, like, everybody wants to share something.
Dog, I got
everybody
bully stories.
Wants to
look,
share some
I've heard
shit.
People's bully stories and I'm like, cuz, that is not bullying. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. being rushed in the bathroom, being pushed in the girls' bathroom by like three or four motherfuckers. They beat your ass in the girls' bathroom. And by the time the teachers come, you running out the girls' bathroom. So now you get suspended for being in the girls' bathroom just because motherfuckers wasn't fucking with you.
That happened
to your boy. So after school.
Man, let's fuck these fools up.
Look, bully gets a reaction.
Were you the one who pushed that motherfucker in the girls' bathroom?
No, I got pushed.
Oh, you were.
Yeah,
bullied.
They knew that you could get suspended for being in the girls' bathroom. So they pushed me. We got to scrapping, but then two more people came in the bathroom, so it was an unfair shit. But if I tell that story with like the Sarah McLachlan fucking dog face tear shit in the back, it sounds like I got picked on. But after that story, niggas got swung on. So
right.
What was the like? I definitely was a new kid in a new school. You know what I'm saying? Around a whole bunch of black kids, my voice is I'm speaking words a little bit proper. I read. Oh, you on that white shit. Like every fucking day.
Until
I slap the shit out of somebody, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, is it bullying or did that make me like...
Right.
Oh, nigga, I'll slap your ass. And then everybody that was bullying me or we were bullying... Bro, we were friends by the end of fifth grade.
Yeah, people always end the story with the bullying part. Like shit continues and you learn from
it. You just told your mom, bro, and you just cried. That's all you did?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even try? Right. And then don't get me started on online bullying. Like, bro, if you don't get that shit the fuck out of here.
Right, we're going to cover that in another episode, but we're going to end it right now. Yo, new project with Kenny Spatula coming out real soon. Re-release of Bake Sale, 10-year anniversary of the Cool Kids. Yo, shout out to the Cool Kids, man. Real talk. Been playing that shit since I was youngin' as well.
Oh, yeah. And for the people that don't know, we did put out an album last year, and that shit is still hot.
It's fire.
It will grow for the next 5 years. It's just, you know what I mean? Everybody wasn't listening to that type of shit last year. I knew it. I just didn't care.
But I mean, y'all been doing that. Y'all been like pushing the sound forward. So, you know what I'm saying? Koreatown Mike, what's going on with the neighborhood?
Fuck Donald Trump.
Okay, that's what's up. Let's put a mural up. Let's put a mural up right next to me that says fuck Donald Trump.
Hey, you got to go in the ocean without your shirt, fam. I just want you to know.
Yeah.
We got to end that shit, bro.
Let him be your maid coach.
Put your titty meat in the ocean, bro.
He is your maid coach.
I'm
MTV maid coach.
I could wear a bra. Peace.
Yo, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Mike. Tune in next week for a new episode. Comment below with any thoughts or, you know, new guests you'd like to see on this show. Peace.